in an attempt to make streets safer for pedestrians, cyclists, and others who use the roadways without a car, Kansas City is considering passing a law prohibiting threatening and dangerous behavior against these vulnerable road users. We want to know, hear from women to speak on the question of just how much do you hesitate to exercise in public because you fear being harassed. We'll put our phone number out in a moment. We're having some phone problems right now, but we want you guys to call in just a moment to get your thoughts here. But meantime, my guest is Mike Hendricks, who's reported on this issue for the Kansas City Star. Mike, nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
We hope to have Councilman John Sharp from the Kansas City, Missouri City Council in just a minute as well. Well, Mike, just how bad is it out there for walkers and bike riders on Kansas City streets? What's your sense?
I don't think it's all that bad, frankly. I mean, it just depends on the situation, certain times of day. But that's me speaking as a man.
Mm-hmm.
There's reports are that women have a far more trouble out there when they're biking and walking.
I suspect that's the case. And we've done shows in here with bike clubs and bike riders. In fact, you've been here before. And sometimes for those folks, it can be pretty tough because people are impatient and they don't want to have to be hesitate behind a bike rider moving down the street.
Yeah, there are some hairy moments that I generally take the bus to work every morning and I ride my bike home to Lenexa. It's about a 15 to 16 mile ride.
Yeah.
Generally, I have no problems whatsoever, but every so often, you'll get some guy, and it's not so much harassment. I think it's just negligence and angst, and they just sort of roar past you, and it gets a little scary.
Well, our phones are back up, so I do want to hear from women and from others as well to speak on this question of just how often do you hesitate to exercise in public or walk or ride a bike or whatever because you fear being harassed. Our phone number here, 816-235-2888. Again, that's 816-235-2888. We're joined now by Councilman John Sharp of the Kansas City, Missouri City Council. He's chair of the Public Safety and Emergency Services Committee. He joins us by phone from his office. And Councilman Sharp, it's nice to have you. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Nice to be on.
Yeah. Well, Councilman, the city council now wants to step in here and pass a law. Mr. Sharp, what does it want to do? What do you see happening here down the road?
Well, this is an ordinance that would allow city police and the city prosecutor to prosecute cases where people are harassing bicyclists, people on wheelchairs, runners or walkers. It's modeled after ordinances that have already passed in St. Louis, Columbia, and Independence. And it would make it a violation of city ordinance to throw anything at someone walking or biking or in a wheelchair, to threaten them or to sound a horn or shout or otherwise direct loud noises to attempt to frighten them.
Yeah.
Or to place them in danger of serious injury or to basically scare them.
Hey, Councilman, how bad do you think the problem is out there? What's your sense? What are you hearing from your constituents around the city?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that widespread a problem, but it certainly is a serious enough problem that we need to prohibit it and provide consequences when people do it, because some of the actions that have happened could have resulted in serious physical injury for
yeah.
people, but also just trying to intentionally frighten people or threaten them, that's just wrong, and it could lead to severe consequences.
Well, again, let's get our listeners involved here. We want to know what your experience has been biking around town, walking around town, jogging around town. How safe is it? How threatened do you feel at times? 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Elizabeth from Prairie Village, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm a triathlon coach in Kansas City, and I just feel like for both males and females, as cyclists on the road, there's still a lot of problems going on. I think we are all run into cars on a regular basis that, you know, come by and hoot and holler and kind of try to sideswipe you a little bit. But I feel like it's more education for both cyclists and for cars. I think as Kansas City becomes more and more cyclist friendly that that will hopefully start to change. But I think there's a long way to go for both cyclists and drivers.
So, Elizabeth, what do you think of this ordinance that Councilman Sharp wants to pass that would make it a crime to harass a jogger or a bike rider in town?
I think hopefully it'll help. And if nothing else, the passing that will start to bring awareness to that issue. I don't know that, you know, I mean, a cyclist, it's scary for us when you have a car come up next to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, you know, if you have cities like Fort Collins or some of the areas that have had, you know, have bikers on the roads, cars are more aware of them. And I think there's not nearly the problem there. So hopefully an ordinance like that will just start to bring awareness, if nothing else.
Yeah. I'm glad you called, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Kendricks from The Star, again, he's reported on this issue for the newspaper. You talked to one woman who walks to work many days anyway. Her name is Kayla Williams. Tell us what her experience has been.
Well, she really enjoys walking down the street to work over at KU Med, I think is where she works. And
it's not far from where I live.
And she says 2 to 3 times a week she'll get hassled. It's usually in the morning, amazingly enough. That's
hassled meaning what?
There'll be someone come by and a hoot and holler or yell at her and will startle her. There was one time, she said, where some guy just pulled up really quickly in his car and pulled into a driveway in front of her and stopped. And so she had to go around the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about sexual harassment, but we're also talking about just generally just yahoo behavior out there.
Yeah. Councilman Sharp, if this new law passes, there's been some question that Mike has raised in his reporting about how effective these laws can be. Tell us about that. What do you hope happens here? What's the reality, do you think?
Well, we have talked to the chief of police and the division commanders in both the Central and East Patrol about this, and there are some areas where it's been a repeated problem. Now, if this is something that happens once in a blue moon at a location, obviously it'll be a little more difficult to enforce it. But if you've got certain areas where this kind of behavior is being repeated, that's something the police department can focus on and hopefully can cite the people doing it and stop it. And we have talked to the police before this was introduced, and we also talked to our city prosecutor, and he thinks we've got an ordinance that will hold up and that he can effectively use to stop this kind of dangerous behavior.
And the kinds of dangerous behavior, Councilman, you want to stop, again, tick it off for us. What do you want to see stopped here?
Well, what the ordinance says is no person shall, for the purpose of frightening or injuring any person riding a bike, walking, running, or operating a wheelchair, throw something at them or direct a projectile at them or operate a vehicle at them or in their direction. In other words, kind of swerving at them, but, you know, not really hitting them. But
how about yelling or whistling at them, Councilman?
Well, it also includes sounding a horn, like pulling up right beside somebody honking just to scare them, shouting or directing loud or unusual sounds, threatening them, or doing anything that poses a risk of serious physical injury or death or puts them in apprehension of immediate physical danger. I don't know if a whistle would do that.
Mike Kendricks from The Star, what's the problem with enforcing a law like this? What do you see happening if it goes into effect?
It becomes a he said, she said sort of situation without witnesses.
Okay.
I think that's what it comes down to. That's why I say in a lot of these cities, oftentimes a police officer has to see the behavior. I talked to folks in Columbia and St. Louis. Neither have ever had a prosecution over like the last 4 or 5 years.
So the point of the law then is what?
It becomes a statement more than anything else, I think, and mm-hmm. it can be used in that way. But also, as the councilman mentioned, in specific situations where you really have a big problem, you could have a stakeout of some sort and get that sort of behavior stopped.
Is that the idea, Councilman Sharp, that you want to do here, is you would stake out officers in certain places where this kind of behavior happens a lot and hope to catch people right in the act of doing it?
Well, it's both things. It's really educational and a statement of policy, but where there are repeated violations in a certain area, and we have gotten reports of that, then that is something the police department can focus on, and officers can be there to actually witness the behavior. And the police department is supportive of this. I think they understand that this is a safety issue, and that they do take it seriously, because some of the things that have been done to scare or frighten bicyclists could have led to death or serious injury.
That's the voice of Councilman John Sharp from the Kansas City, Missouri City Council. We're also joined by the Star's Mike Kendricks. We're talking about a new ordinance that's in the works down at City Hall. It's an attempt to make streets safer for pedestrians, cyclists, and others who use the roadways without a car. We're wondering what your experience has been walking or riding a bike on city streets in Kansas City, Missouri, or really anywhere in the metro. 816-235-2888. Let's go to some phone calls here. And Maggie from Kansas City, Missouri. Maggie, you're on Up Today. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
I am a bike commuter, and I have a 3-mile bike commute from Midtown to where I work in the Crossroads. And it rarely happens that I make it into work without being yelled at, whether it's someone in a car honking or someone on the street yelling. And so it's very unfortunate to live in this great city and to feel like I don't feel safe sometimes.
Wow.
Riding my bike. And so I want to say thank you to you guys for just garnering the support and starting this conversation, because I think it's very important to consider this, because I know we all want a better Kansas City and a place that's going to be safe to walk and bike.
Maggie, I gather that because you're a woman, you're people who are yelling at you are men, and I don't have to get into detail what they're yelling, but
right.
That's the idea here, right?
Yes.
And where does this happen most? Is there a certain place where it happens a lot?
Yeah, there's a few intersections that are hot spots that I've kind of have a list of in my mind. And, you know, living in Midtown, there is diversity, and there are people walking around the streets, and it's great to see people out and about. But, you know, it's definitely something that I'm willing to document. And I think the caller who called it before me said something about it is about the bicyclists and the drivers, but also, too, the bicyclists and the pedestrians have to be willing to report these issues. So it's going to be a group effort, you know, no matter how we proceed.
So I gather you're all for what Councilman Sharp is proposing here.
Yes, I am. I fully support it.
Have you let those feelings be known down at City Hall, Maggie?
I'm planning on attending the meeting on Wednesday.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for your call. I sure appreciate it. Yeah, you bet.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kate from Lee's Summit. Kate, you're on Up Today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Kate.
One of the things that I've experienced is that when I cycle, I am harassed almost every single time I'm on the road.
Hmm.
It's not here and there. 2 weeks ago, I had a car swerve at me and honk at me, try to run me off a road with no shoulder. This past weekend, I had a car accelerate towards me because I was in a lane that he wanted to use.
Wow.
And it's very widespread in my experience. I think it happens more in the suburban areas, less in the urban areas.
Hey, have you complained to your city government, wherever you live, to let them know what's going on, Kate?
I'm pretty vocal. I guess the answer is yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you called, Kate. I'm sorry it's happening to you.
I also have another question.
Yeah.
And maybe one of your guests can answer. I also work in construction, and I'm harassed by people driving by all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Would this policy extend to people working on the side of the road?
Councilman Sharp?
Well, no, this was designed specifically for persons riding a bike, walking, running, or operating a wheelchair. So we were pretty specific on this.
Do you need to expand the concept, John?
Well, if we do that, I think it would have to be another ordinance, because we try to make these ordinances that are violations of that can be prosecuted in municipal court pretty specific, because if we get it too general, I think we'd have a little problem getting it upheld if someone wanted to challenge it. So that's something we may have to look at down the road.
Okay, Kate, thank you for the call.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly in my reporting where I turned this up, but I spoke with the folks in St. Louis, Columbia, and California, and at least one of those ordinances does cover like road workers, and that's what their term was, vulnerable road users,
mm-hmm.
and which was a wide array of folks. So it would cover some of these other ordinances would cover construction workers.
You know, just based on the calls we're getting here, Councilman Sharp, and just the feedback I've had here on this radio show over the years, I think this problem's a lot more widespread than people might want to acknowledge.
Well, I think you're probably right. And we did look at the Columbia, Independence, and St. Louis ordinances, and those did limit it to the same users that we specify in this. But and we wanted to try to mirror generally what they had, because we felt it'd be a little easier to get approval and also to get it upheld against any challenge. But we may need to look at another ordinance for other folks that are subject to this kind of dangerous harassment.
I got a full board of calls here to go to my point that this problem's more widespread than people think. Chris from Kansas City, Missouri. Chris, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks a lot. I'm all for what you're doing. I completely support it. However, the caveat with this is that dozens of times, and I'm talking over in the Midtown KU area where we have quite a few disabled people coming into our clinics, I've asked numerous businesses around there, particularly Quick Trips, which gives such great service, with police officers standing right there. Young people come up blaring their music with their bling, pull right into a handicapped parking, and someone behind them in a wheelchair cannot get in there to park. I've asked the officers simply to do their jobs,
mm-hmm.
issue tickets. And I'm talking over the last 20 years, dozens of times, on-site, verifiable infractions, and they absolutely refuse to, saying, well, I need a special electronic scanner, or I'd have to go to court, or it's really not my job. Or, I mean, I get every excuse in the world.
Yeah.
So passing these new laws would be great, but couldn't you please something with the police department to simply make them do the job on the current laws, for
yeah.
God's sake? So I'd really beg you to do that, because I have called literally everyone. Now I've called you, and now the council members can hear it. So,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Chris, thank you. And to what extent is the police department on board with this proposed law, Councilman Sharp?
Well, before we introduced it, I did talk to the chief, and one of the ladies who's worked on this quite a bit from BikeShare, I introduced her to the division commanders in East Patrol and Central Patrol, where we've had reports of this kind of harassment. So they were very aware of it and very supportive of it. And we talked to the city prosecutor to make sure he felt this was something he could enforce, and
right.
he did say he could.
Ilana from Kansas City, Missouri, good morning.
Hi. My comment is I have a lot of friends that bike. I'm not a bicyclist, but I think a lot of drivers don't realize that the bicyclists are supposed to be on the road and not on the sidewalk. So I think people will honk at them thinking, oh, well, they're not, they're in my area. They're supposed to be on the sidewalk. And I'm actually from Columbia. And I think that law actually helps you let the drivers know, yes, this roadway is for the bicyclists as well.
Yeah. Alana, thanks. And Mike, is she right? Can bike riders not ride on sidewalks, or do you have any feel for that?
Yeah, they're not supposed to. It's illegal. I'm not sure. It depends on the jurisdiction, but they should be on the roadway. I think motorists do not understand that they need to give the bicyclists about 3 foot. Clearance. That's a law in Kansas, I know, and I think they were trying to get that in Missouri as well.
Dee writes us to this at KCUR, at UpToDate at KCUR.org. No matter what I'm wearing, no matter the time of day, I will get catcalled or hollered at while biking, especially when I bike by a group of men, always men, who are on a corner or at a bus stop. I've changed my route because of this, and when walking, I always carry my eye gouger. Okay, look out for D out there. Yeah, let's go to Rob from North Kansas City. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Rob.
Just to kind of comment, I know I've heard a few other comments of this, but even I bicycle to work occasionally, and I know either going through Midtown or even in the Northland. I live in North Kansas City. I've had issues with objects being thrown at me. Even on 210, riding on the shoulder, not in the roadway, I've had people honk. And to your last caller's point, typically it is men. And I myself, being a man, I don't think they're, you know, hollering at me because they find me attractive or anything. But it is distracting, and it is dangerous. And just the objects themselves, that's what I was surprised that people would throw it at people just, yeah, you know, commuting on bicycles.
Rob, thanks for calling, and we have a call from Suzanne, too. I can't get to it, but her point is that bikers and walkers need to wear reflective clothing. They're easily hit by cars. People can't see them, and I would second that notion as well from Suzanne. Well, Mike Kendricks from The Star, appreciate you coming in, Mike.
Thanks for asking me.
Councilman John Sharp from the Kansas City, Missouri City Council. Let's stay in touch, John, in terms of where this ordinance goes down the road, okay?
Well, we're hoping the committee will recommend it for passage Wednesday, and we hope the council will actually pass it the next day, and so it will become law 10 days later.
Okay. Thanks so much, Councilman. I appreciate it.